Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to express our gratitude to the two coordinators, Germany and Montenegro, for all their extensive work throughout the past year on international cooperation and assistance activities, and for their reports on the implementation of Article 6 and the relevant actions of the Lausanne Action Plan. Let me also use this opportunity to thank Mr. Cribbery for his interesting presentation and for all the work realized by the UK on innovative financing models for mine action. Indeed, this is one of the main challenges we all face, and we need to think of innovative and more efficient ways to mobilize resources, always applying an inclusive and human-centered approach. Mr. President, Italy remains deeply convinced of the important role of international cooperation and assistance for our common work in the framework of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. Therefore, a concrete operationalization of Article 6 is fundamental to assure the effective implementation of the Convention itself. For Italy, this is more than a legal obligation. It's a long-standing commitment as a part of our comprehensive approach. A dedicated trust fund for humanitarian demining was set up by law in 2001, allowing the allocation of resources to mine action projects relating to cluster munitions, anti-personnel landmines, and explosive remnants of war. Since then, Italy has devoted more than 70 million euros to mine action programs, with a particular focus on clearance, stockpile destruction, risk education, and assistance to victims. We are aware of the challenges that many countries, including my country, Italy, are currently facing. However, we decided not to diminish the level of our commitment. For 2022, a total of roughly 8.5 million euros are being allocated to humanitarian mine action programs. During this year, Italy has allocated resources to support UNMAS activities in Iraq, Syria, Sudan, and Palestine relating to assistance, mine risk education, and survivor and indirect victim assistance. Our country is also contributing to ICRC activities in Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Mali, Niger, and Somalia. Also, the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining has been a long-standing partner of Italy for the implementation of activities related to explosive ordnance risk education, the strengthening of the Convention, humanitarian demining with a special focus on sustainable development, gender, and diversity. These efforts add to last year's one, and as we deem it of the utmost importance to create synergies between the different actors involved in mine action activities, I would like to recall, for instance, that with the funds allocated in 2021, we have also supported some Italian civil society organizations active in mine action sector in Libya and Iraq. In carrying out these activities, we strongly believe that international assistance should not be limited to financial support, but should also include, to the extent possible, the sharing of experience, knowledge, and practical know-how. On this point, let me recall the involvement of the Italian armed forces operating abroad in clearance of improvised explosive devices and explosive ordnance disposals, and the support of a dedicated national center of excellence for countering all types of explosive device, which has also been engaged in training and capacity building activities with third countries. Our collaboration with several actors in the implementation of their integrated mine action programs also shows the Italian commitment for multilateralism. Such partnerships at all levels with the UN, other international and regional organizations, civil society, and survivors organizations are an effective way to fully implement the Convention, maximizing the contribution and impact of all the available expertise and knowledge. Finally, yet importantly, the work of the Implementation Support Unit of the CCM is equally crucial to assist state parties and to promote the universalization of the Convention. We therefore confirm our support to the unit for 2022 at the same level as last year. Italy stands ready to contribute to all such efforts, geared towards enhancing the effectiveness of international assistance through greater coordination among all relevant stakeholders and at all levels, from multilateral to local. I thank you, Mr. President.